Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who you are!
Yeah! NFC North champion.
Everybody.
Vision, winners, back-to-back seasons.
Your team main ours. The pride is worldwide now. Riding to your town. Win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all. To demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. We brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
And we are back. This is the All Grit Podcast. We know it's been a couple weeks since you've heard our lovely voices, but here we are. I am your humble host, Caleb, joined alongside me by the OC. How you doing, Adrian?
What's up, people? Football is back. I know you guys are as stoked as we are.
You ready for opening day?
I'm ready, man. Let's see some cowgirls crying.
Cowgirls don't cry. That's an old Reba McEntire for you. In case you knew that. So yeah, if you're not watching us on YouTube, we have a special guest with us this evening. We're shooting Thursday night, 5:10 p.m. We have, and you want to get that sounder ready?
We have someone
with us today. We'll give him a little prelude of some music, and then we'll introduce him, ladies and gentlemen.
Go Pack, go!
Yeah.
All
right, that's enough of that. Drop that out. Grady, welcome. Packer Nation. Cheesehead Nation. Now, you're the spokesman. You're the spokesman for the Cheesehead Nation, bro. So welcome to the podcast. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself. How do we know each other? Why are you here? That type of thing.
We are good friends, but rivals. Of course, I got to put that in there. You know,
yeah,
it's all fun and games till hate week. Am I right?
That's right. That's right.
Right. But no, friends first, obviously. Don't want to be all hate. No, Green Bay super fan, of course, since I was 5. That Super Bowl just started it off, man.
So we were kind of talking about that. Yeah, he was 5 when Aaron Rodgers last hosted the Lombardi. So
dang.
So just getting out of diapers, just getting weaned, and being offered a Super Bowl championship.
Yes, sir. Right to it. I was in Green Bay for that. Not at the game, but I was in the
okay
there.
Nice. Okay. Did you go to the parade?
Remember, bro. He was 5.
It was a while ago. I remember bits and pieces, and that's what started my love for football. I remember enough. So
that wasn't you shotgunning beers with the guys on the
not that early of a start. No,
this is what Grady remembers back when he was 5.
No, that confetti started. Hey,
that's about it.
Started flying, and we hit the streets, man. You could hear people in like neighboring houses going crazy. That was memorable.
Well, enough of those. Enough of those made-up dreams. Let's talk about the here and now. See, that's what Packer fans want to do. Now that Lions are good, they just always want to go back to, well, you've sucked your whole lives. You know, I've been texting your dad all week, and you've been on that chat as well. I mean, it's been hate week. It has been so many hateful things said back and forth.
For sure.
But let's just live in the here and now. We have two good teams, right?
Yes, sir.
And so let's talk into it. So, Grady, looking at the Packers right now, 2025-2026 season, what's your overall take on this team entering week one, Sunday, 4:25 in Lambeau? What say you about your own team?
I'm excited to see that defense out on the field. I'm not going to lie. Do I say the obvious, the elephant in the room? Micah Parsons trade, obviously. It's just going to do wonders for Rashawn Gary on that other side. So excited to see that. At that point, you just gotta choose who to double. You know, you can't double them all. And then we did get rid of Kenny Clark. I'm worried about that in the middle, especially with your guys' run game. That's gonna be a problem up the middle. But we do have Devontae Wyatt. Don't sleep on him. He has enough skill to hold it down in the middle with Wooden. I think that's who they're starting.
So is Wooden replacing Kenny Clark's spot, or is Devontae Wyatt?
I think it would be Wooden replacing Kenny Clark. I think Wyatt was already in.
Okay. Because you guys lost another D-tackle in the offseason, right?
Yeah.
He's a big dude, right? He went to either Arizona or the Commanders.
Oh, did he go to Commanders? Yeah, I knew he – I was hearing that they lost two with Clark, it would be two on their defensive line.
Yeah. I'll look up the name.
Yeah, but I don't remember the other one.
Can we go to your offensive line real quick? Because I've been hearing some stuff about them, and maybe you could kind of fill us in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
With the Jenkins situation?
Yeah, he has a – was it him that had the hip problem right now?
Yeah.
He might be a little limited come Sunday. I am worried about that because he's holding down center, I think.
Correct. Yeah. So Jenkins was playing guard last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they're moving him to center because they lost their center. And yeah, he was on the injury report Wednesday. Like, didn't even practice or limited practice. So you have a center that's not even center. Like, we feel the same way we had Graham Glasgow last year. Yeah. Or this year, where you have Graham, and he's not a center, but he played center in college. Didn't he, Adrian, in Michigan? Did he play center or just kind of take half snaps at center?
That would be a Plax question.
Okay. But anyway, Graham's played center for on and off. He played for a whole year when what's his name was starting. I keep on wanting to say Travis Swanson, but I'm going back two centers ago.
Yeah. But anyway, kind of same situation. Both guys that are kind of newer to the position this year.
Yeah.
They weren't there last year.
Yeah, it's worrying, the hip problem, but just watching him out there, I think he'll be able to pick up the slack. He's a skilled lineman, so we'll see. I don't know. Haven't seen him at center yet. I just got to see some football at this point. You know, I can't believe it's already here tonight.
Yeah, it's here, man. I did find the defensive tackle that you guys lost, TJ Slayton. Remember him?
Oh,
TJ Slayton left in free agency. He went to the Bengals.
Yeah.
So you lost two guys in the middle.
That's going to hurt. Because if you get Gibbs or Montgomery with a full head of steam up the middle,
yeah,
who knows what will happen there. But Edrin Cooper. Edrin Cooper back there with Quay Walker. I'm excited to see them.
Yeah.
Hopefully on some blitzes because they might have their hands full on the edges there. We'll see. Last guy was a rookie and Christian Mahogany, right?
Christian Mahogany's on year two.
Year two.
This is his first year starting. He started two games and he was legit. He was good. And then our rookie.
And Tate Ratledge.
That's right.
And my apologies.
Go ahead.
My apologies to Frank Ragnow. I don't know why. I always want to go back to Travis Swanson. So yes, Frank Ragnow's gone. That's who I was looking for, Adrian. So, So our offensive line is going to be first time out on the field. We got two new pieces. You guys have two new pieces, offensive line at least. So it's just going to be kind of, you know, that first quarter to feel everything out. I will say, looking back at the past, not decades and centuries ago like you Packer fans like to do.
Sorry.
But if you go recent past, when you weren't in diapers, you know, you go back the last, 3 years, Lions have won 6 out of 7 matches just since Dan Campbell has taken over.
Woo! Disgusting.
Dang. Isn't that? I mean, it's got to disgust you guys because you guys used to use Detroit as your
dude.
Diaper.
Dan Campbell has got to be living rent free in Matt LaFleur's head.
Yeah,
like
him and his big red nose.
Some have been big, some big difference games. Like it wasn't even close. But this last season, I feel like both of those games they were pretty close. Especially what was it in November when it went to, did we go to overtime? Or it was just the last
two quarter. Seconds, it was last, really last close.
Play going in on fourth down. Game. Yeah. Yeah. By a field goal. Like, those have got to sting if you're Matt LaFleur, where you're just like this close, but no soup.
For sure.
I mean,
some of those penalties late sucked. I mean, they evened out. I'm not going to lie. When it was fresh off that game, I was like, we got screwed by the refs. But then I look back and I think it was a relatively even amount of calls. So
that might be a factor on Sunday too.
Yeah.
Before we forget, it's like refs have to go through their warm up and progression throughout the season as well. So it could be like, if it's a close game, I mean, it will be a close game between these two. I'm projecting like a 3-point difference.
Definitely.
I think the refs might have an influence, unfortunately, on who wins this game in the fourth quarter with a bad call, whether it's a non-pass interference and they call it, or the other way around. I'm kind of nervous about the referees for a Sunday.
They're usually rough too. Who knows if, like, it being the first game of the season, how on par the refs will be. I don't know if later in a season, just game after game, they get a little, you know, less with it. Who knows? It's going to be one of those kind of games with the talent on both sides.
Let's talk Jordan Love. Jordan Love is 1-4 against the Detroit Lions. How do you think he fares this Sunday?
Honestly, this might be a little bit out there, but not okay. just this first game, but I think we have an MVP season coming for Jordan Love. I gotta say it. A new defense is huge. I mean, we were already the top five defense last year. You add Micah Parsons and
we're talking Jordan Love, not the defense. Stick to the offense.
Right. Go ahead. Right. I'm getting there.
Okay. Okay.
Add Micah Parsons to that. It does wonders. So he can be more out there with passes, you know, he care less. Get it up in the air. Less stress. You know?
Play a little more free.
Because he knows once the defense is out there, you know, they can play with the best now. I mean, 12 sacks for Micah Parsons last year with Rashawn Gary, 7.5. I'm so excited. I got to get off the defense. Anyway.
I know you guys are excited about Micah. We've got to go back to Micah. I know we're talking about Jordan Love.
I'm sorry.
I got to talk to you about Micah Parsons. Like, his back issue. What's up with that? Like, is he even playing Sunday? If he plays Sunday, he's definitely not 100%. Like, I personally would love to see Micah Parsons 100% against Penei Sewell. Just like two gargantuans going against each other. But, dude, I don't know if this guy's going to be 100% on Sunday.
I honestly think it's all fake, him and his agent, you know. It has to be.
Jeez.
He wouldn't play for the Cowboys. You got all these fans, you know,
going cheap and wouldn't play.
They're covering their butt.
But I mean, why would they make that up?
Huh?
Why would they make that up, that he's got a back issue and he might get an epidural?
No.
An epidural is insane.
Just covering their butt.
Pregnant women get epidurals.
There's only two people that get epidurals. Pregnant women and Micah Parsons. That's it.
Woo!
These videos of him out in practice just throwing these sleds around in an arched back position. It's like, if he has a back problem, there's no way he's feeling it, you know, doing all that. I mean,
strong drugs, but we'll see.
I don't know.
I've got my doubts.
But back to Jordan Love. He was I'm sorry. I got to bring it back. I got sidetracked.
Yeah, bring us back.
But he was only sacked 14 times last year, tied with Jared Allen. So with a new revamped O-line, well, we got Aaron Banks from the Niners, hog of a human being. With that new O-line, who knows? And a new defense, I think he'll be slinging it pretty good. And he already moves around good on his own. He got the green light from Matt LaFleur to run more, I've heard. Pick up first downs rather than just forcing a pass, which I think got him in trouble a lot last year. I forget how many picks, but it was terrible.
A little careless with the football.
Interesting.
One thing to play devil's advocate with your, how many times you got sacked? 14.
Sounds about right.
Which is low.
Oh yeah.
Which 14. Is low.
Yeah.
Right. He never went against Hutchinson. Hutchinson was injured before they played game one, and he was injured throughout the whole season. So Hutchinson could get 14 sacks on Sunday. I'm just kidding, but seriously, yeah. Like Hutchinson. Okay, so here's the other side of the Micah Parsons and Hutchinson debate. Micah, okay, if the back is a hoax, which you say it is, we'll see on that. But Hutchinson, from all accounts, from coaches to media to me and Adrian watching this monster down at training camp or spring training. Have you heard of the Hutchinson rule, the Hutch rule?
I have not. Ready?
Okay, so this is something that they initiated this year, not last year, but this year they initiated this rule, and it's called the Hutch rule. And what it is Hutchinson breaks plays so much, meaning he gets past Sewell so fast that once he touches the quarterback, they normally kill the play and then they reset everybody. But they make a rule to where if Hutchinson gets past Sewell and touches Jared Goff, they still continue to play because they're losing time with reps because he's breaking down so many plays. So they call
they need to let the offense practice.
Good Lord. I don't so like
that. That's the guy coming off of a broken leg. They literally say he's better than what he was last year, which is unbelievable.
And he ain't doing that against no slouch. It's Penny Sewell he's going up right. against.
Yep. Or so. Taylor Decker. Yeah, one or the other.
So who is Hutch lining up against on Sunday? Who's your – that would be your right tackle?
I'm pretty sure it's Zach Tom, who we paid quite a bit of money.
It is Tom.
That ain't yep. for no reason. He's been putting in that work.
Okay. Well, I would like to get our first over-under on the board right now. I'm going to write this down. So Hutch sacks on Sunday. So, Adrian, you want to start us off? Let's go over-under – Dude, let's go over under
1.5.
I was going to say 1.5 or 2. Yeah.
I'll go over. I'll go 2.
2 sacks.
2 sacks.
I'm going to say 2 as well.
And Davenport, man, he's a monster, Grady, our other defensive end. But he doesn't last long in the season healthy. So you'll see him Sunday. He'll probably get a sack too, but that's probably the last time you ever see him. You won't see him.
Yeah. He'll get hurt. He'll get hurt 3 seconds later.
I think there's going to be a good amount of sacks on both sides. It's going to be a high sack game, pretty sure.
All right. Well, then let's just take that and run with it. So let's just go Jared Goff. How many times has his back hits the ground? Go give me an over-under, Grady. Where should we put it at? Because I'll tell you what, I'm already going to say under.
Okay. I think at least 3 times.
Oh my God, way under. I'll give you guys 1 sack, and that'll be Micah Parsons.
Okay. That's fair. From a Lions fan, I'll take one. It's better than none.
1 sack. Adrian, what'd you think? I think this O-line. Brand new O-line, but your 2 tackles are vets.
Yeah, but the middle, there'll be some miscommunications. I think they'll get 2 or 3. Let's go with 2. Probably like a stunt blitz or something, like a Quay Walker, a Jaron Cooper.
Yeah.
Those 2 guys get a sack. By the way, Quay Walker, I'm also calling it. He's going to go with his 3rd or 4th game in a row where he gets ejected. Where he gets a dumb call. Where he gets a dumb call. He's gonna get a bad penalty, unnecessary roughness or something.
You know what? I can't disagree. He's just a hothead, man. That guy needs to get his head on his shoulders as fast yeah. as he is. He just can't get it together.
I think we live kind of rent free in his head. Like every time he plays the Lions,
he does act out. He's just kind of like
he just acts out, bro. He pushes coaches and
and medical staff.
Babies. Yeah. Yeah. All right, how many sacks, Grady? You say 3 then? 1, 2, let's do 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think three. Yeah.
Okay.
No more.
Now at the end of this pod, these are just kind of like over-unders, but we're going to have one bold take. That's kind of what we do every game. We did it all last year, so we'll have one bold take. Forgot to tell you that before the pod, so just think about that.
Okay.
It does not have to be the score. It's just got to be bold, okay? Yeah. Not Micah Parsons gets a sack. You know, we're looking for bold takes. So, all right, Adrian, what else you got, bro? What else you got for this Packer guy? Anything?
So tell me about your running back situation. We clearly know Josh Jacobs is like elite. I got him on my fantasy team, but I have really no idea about Emmanuel Wilson or Chris Brooks. Can you fill us in on some of the backups? Like, how much time are they going to fill in for him? How often will they get in the game? Who is this guy? Who is Emmanuel Wilson?
Emmanuel Wilson, I think he's the number two,
He's number two.
He had a pretty good preseason, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I've been pretty pleased with him in last season. He did pretty good. I think he might have been number two last year too. And he puts out some quality minutes for sure. Marshawn Lloyd, who I don't know if he made it.
He's on IR.
Yeah, still on IR. Injuries have been plaguing this guy. But eventually, I wouldn't be surprised if he is the second string running back, if he can get over that injury hump. This guy coming out of USC, some of those highlights coming from over there, tons of speed.
Yeah.
I'm just scared he might become one of those guys that you never know just because injuries got to him. And just good in college, but he has a lot of promise.
Nice. Yeah, maybe we'll see him get some touches on Sunday. I really haven't watched Emmanuel Wilson pretty closely. What's his run style? Is he kind of a change of pace guy from whenever they take Josh Jacobs out of the field? Or how does this dude play?
Honestly, he can catch the ball. I saw him get this one on the sideline in preseason, and he just lowered his shoulder and trucked a guy at the end. He changes pace up, but he can take a hit.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be just another kind of up the middle guy, but he can kind of do it all.
You can catch some passes.
Catch some passes too.
Yeah. All right. So I want to talk about your shiny new toy.
Oh boy.
First of all, what was your reaction in the draft when they said wide receiver?
Oh my God. Freaking out, jumping all over. I ran in the kitchen, circles around the house, all of it.
Finally.
Oh my goodness. For real. They finally changed it up.
Yeah. What Aaron Rodgers was clamoring for years, they finally go out and get a wide receiver.
Dude, who's your GM? Like, he's totally different this year from what, you know, he drafts a wide receiver, goes all in on Micah Parsons. He's just like making these bold moves.
Yeah, he called it too. End of last season, he said we're gonna start drafting or not drafting. Well, yes, with Matthew Golden, but really pursuing a Super Bowl. Who knows if it'll come to fruition this
Being
season? But he's stuck to it. Man of his word.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to something else on a podcast earlier today. Maybe you heard this too, Grady, but. It's not even just this year. It's last year as well. I mean, Packers went out and got Josh Jacobs when they already had, you know, Aaron Jones and a great running back. It's kind of like what the Lions did. It's like we had Swift, we had Williams, but you know what? Scrap that. We're just going to get a little bit better at that position. And that's what Green Bay is trying to do with, you know, not only Jacobs, but a lot better with their defensive end. And
yeah.
I will say from a Lions perspective, I was so glad to see Kenny Clark out of that middle because, you know, he's been killing us for years. So I'm happy about that. And I am happy that because looking at your guys' corners and looking who's injured, you guys have a lot of injuries coming into the season, which gives me a little excitement for Sunday. I'm thinking the wide receivers are going to be playing corners that, granted, your safeties are great. but your corners are a little, dare I say, sparse. New. I don't know, sparse.
Yeah.
It's kind of, so it's like, I'm thinking Jared Goff's going to be just throwing the ball. But then, you know, with Kenny Clark out of the middle, are they going to try to now all of a sudden flip it and be like, okay, we're going to run to set up the pass instead of pass to set up the run. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do it. If they do run, it's either right up the middle or right at Micah, you know, just because he's not the best at run defense. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how they, you know, play chess back and forth on that.
Right. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. I think there'll be a lot of, there might be some play action if they do get some runs. And I think some tight end throws would be wise, kind of confuse those linebackers back there. Cause they're going to be so focused on the run at that point. They're kind of the last defense with that weak middle. So
you're talking Detroit's linebackers or Packers?
Packers linebackers.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, ain't nobody scared on the linebackers in Detroit, baby.
Oh, and
we got Thor. We got Campbell. We got, everybody's healthy to start. We're going to have three linebackers out there that are just healthy and ready to go. It's
finally, man. You were dropping like flies last season.
18 defensive players out. That is a full starting team plus seven subs.
Good Lord. Yeah.
So, yeah. There's
going to be a lot of differences coming into this game.
But
no Watson.
Yeah. He's
out. There'll be that stupid pick play call when it matters by the end zone. Hopefully, there's something there. Reed out with his foot injury.
He's the out on
I was looking at something earlier today online, and it said he was, because with that Jones fracture on your foot, even Peter Bukowski on Locked On Packers, he was saying either that's fake and he's playing, or he actually has it and can't, because nobody can really.
What's up with the Packers having so many fake injuries? Like,
smoke
screens.
I don't think this one's fake though. I think he's out because he really.
All right, I see ESPN has him as questionable for Sunday.
Questionable. Yep. I ended up drafting him as my third wide receiver.
Yeah,
I think.
Bro, he'll do those jet sweeps, man.
No, fourth wide receiver. Yeah, so we'll see. What other question did I have for you?
So are you guys winning the North? Are you guys winning the NFC North, or what? What do you think projecting?
We're in the Super Bowl.
What did you say?
We're winning the Super Bowl. I thought we were winning the North before the trade, but
what is in the water?
But hey, Micah Parsons will do that to you.
What's your record at the end of the year?
How many games are there?
17.
17 and 0, duh.
13-4.
13-4?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Put another one under LaFleur's belt.
So if the four losses, so two of them are Detroit, so who do they lose to the other two games all year?
No. We split with Detroit. We got to take one.
Which one are you taking?
I'm taking this one because we're out.
Oh,
it's going to be hard on the field.
We've won the last three out of four in Lambeau, so that doesn't even make sense.
It changes Sunday, baby.
All right.
Then you got Washington.
I think that's an easy dub. I think they
– That is not an easy dub, bro. That is not an easy dub.
This dude is about to be 0-2
Have
when we
watch these guys?
They're
a different team.
I've heard they've been having some trouble in camp over there.
Yeah, they have. I heard that too.
With Debo,
I've heard the same thing about Packers. And then all of a sudden you get one defensive end and now you're winning the Super Bowl.
It's not a defensive end. It's the defensive end.
Jeez. Oh, he went to Ohio State. No, he didn't.
Here's what's going to happen. Packers are going to start 0-2.
Yep.
And then they're going to go on a 6-game winning streak.
Okay.
Let's see.
Win, win, win.
I think Pittsburgh will be.
Yeah.
A
you
tough
ooh, revenge game.
I think we could lose that one. A-Rod still has some in the tank. Might be a little biased, but
it's a prime time game.
In their defense, Don't sleep on that defense. I think they signed a new cornerback. Who was it?
Packers got Slay, didn't they? I mean, Pittsburgh got Slay.
Yeah, Slay. And did they get the – he was at the Dolphins. Was it Ramsey? Is Ramsey there?
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey got traded.
So that's a nasty secondary. Got some experience there. And their line already was nasty.
Their secondary would have been nasty 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. They're pretty old.
They are getting a little old. They're on the older end. But, no, they're still, like you said, they're knowledgeable. They,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Adrian's right. That you could easily – if Detroit ends up winning, which – okay, so when it comes to Vegas, everybody, you know, if the teams are even, pretty much, the home team gets a 3-point favor. That's home field advantage. So the spread right now is 2.5. So even though that shows that the Packers should win by 2.5, or they're giving 2.5 points to Detroit, in all essence, Packers should have a 3-point favor if all things were even and they were at home. So that technically means Lions are favored by 0.5.
Point.
You guys, you're going to need it.
You got to read through it. You gotta read through. Oh, I'll take Detroit and those points all day long. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
This is
looking tough.
Well, you guys don't play Minnesota till November 23rd. Yeah. And then that's your last game.
And then look at that, bro. Three NFC North teams back to back to back.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you think we have three 13-win teams? No, not 13-win teams. Three teams in the playoffs again this year?
Yeah.
I think we do, honestly. We are the division. We are the toughest division, I think.
Oh, for sure.
JJ could be something over there in Minnesota.
Because... you'd have to take that spot from the Commanders because, you know, Eagles will win their division. So Commanders would be wild card. So.
Or technically, bro, NFC East still has not had repeating divisional winners in like 22 years, 23
True.
Years. So this is Washington's year to actually to actually take it. And then, I mean, going by history.
Yeah.
I'm a history guy. I don't go far back as history like Packers fans do, but recent history.
Yeah. You guys play Chicago? You've been good
that long, you tend to
twice back. Within 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome, bro. I love that.
With you're at Denver, dude. This is low-key a really tough schedule. You have six, seven games: Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, at Denver, at Chicago, Baltimore. At Minnesota.
That's going to be a rough stretch.
This is your rough stretch of the season.
So basically, rough stretch at the beginning, rough stretch at the end, and like a lot of wins in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Bro, you're sleeping on Washington.
I don't know.
And that's an 8:15 game. Okay, you got it at home. You got it at home.
Prime Video.
I think Micah Parsons is used to that. I think our rush is...
He won't be playing week two. He'll be hurt after week one, bro. He's going to need another epidural.
Seeing that guy push that sled was just – it instilled some hope. I was like, there's no way.
Was it like a winter sled, like my son pushes down the hill?
Yeah, it was one of those like things they got for linemen.
Yep. All right. I will say, Grady, if you look at the Lions schedule, there's no doubt we're going to be battle-tested
going
into the playoffs.
Looks pretty like soon.
Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, NFC North, Philly.
Watch out for Tampa, man. They've been.
Bro, there's two games on that whole schedule that are gimmies. Out of 17. You got New York
and Cleveland.
That's it. Two dubs. Everything else is up in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, besides week one and week. And then week 13.
How do you guys feel about facing that without Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn?
Go ahead, Adrian. Go ahead.
All right. I'll start with without Aaron Glenn. We all knew that he was going to be a head coach. But honestly, man, Kelvin Shepherd is going to be a better defensive coordinator than Aaron Glenn was. This might be news to you, but this is not news to anybody in Detroit.
Okay.
The dude's going to be a head coach soon. I promise you this. I would bet $1,000 this dude is a head coach within 3 years.
Wow.
Calvin Shepard is the dude. He's the next hottest coach in the market. He's going to get interviews after this season. He probably won't get a job, but he's going to get started. He's going to start getting interviewed. The way he talks to people, the way he could just gets everybody pumped, his energy. And also, he's a former player. He knows the ins and outs of the X's and O's. They've already said, players have interviewed, that Calvin Shepard is more aggressive than Aaron Glenn was. So you can expect a lot of blitzes on Sunday, a lot of exotic looks when it comes to that. So we are not worried at all about our defense. It actually might even take a step above. Our defense is going to be better than it was last year.
I mean, you got all the pieces. You got all those guys back. So,
and they're back.
Defense and offense, man.
Yeah. Caleb, you want to go over Johnny Moe?
Yeah. First of all, I'm glad you came down off of what you said a little bit. It seemed like on our chat you were saying that Calvin Shepard's going to be a head coach within like a year, and that's why I was like, come on, back it up, back it up. And so if you say a three-year, I would agree with that. Yeah, 3 years, he'll be doing the Ben Johnson thing. Like, it's like, okay, he's awesome. You got to prove it again. He proves it again, and you got to do it again. Okay, so now it's like after 2 years, they're going to be knocking on his door if the defense pulls through.
Yeah.
So let's go to Benedict Johnson. Traitor himself. Yes. And the reason why we don't think that Aaron Glenn is a traitor is this. I'll tell you this, Grady. When the Lions lost our playoff game, that was Saturday night, Sunday night, whatever it was. The next day, Ben Johnson was on a plane to Chicago and settling. I think within 2 days he was announced as their head coach. 2 days. Now, you mean to tell me that you didn't have talks, meetings?
With a full staff.
With a full staff lined up ready to go. The week the Lions are preparing for Washington, he's over there Benedict Johnsoning the Detroit Lions. And then he gets a job 2 days later. Meanwhile, Aaron Glenn, what does he do? Oh, he starts going on his interviews afterward. He starts sending, and then he gets his job a week or two later.
Yeah, that's just after finding out about Ben Johnson, probably. He's like,
bro. So all of Detroit, and I mean all of Detroit, hates him. And the Boo Birds are coming out on week two. I'm surprised at the 1 o'clock game. I cannot believe that's not a nationally televised game. But it's a revenge game week two. So anyway, how do we feel about Benedict Johnson? He's a
backstabber.
Worst and
the worst.
I have and beyond that, his coaching, even before he Benedict Johnson does, his coaching really upset me in the last playoff game. When you have you have J-Mo catching reverse and throwing a pass into coverage. Like, you called that. You called that.
He's like, screw it. I'm out of here anyways. Might as well mix it up.
All the stupid stuff up front. So it's like, I'm glad that we know how to defend his crazy thoughts. And, you know, I just can't wait to get after Caleb Williams week two as much as week one, getting after Jordan Love. So excited Hutch is back. We're excited that Hutch is back, just like you're excited that you got Micah. I mean, it's just
hard to hate that, man. I mean, being a Michigan fan myself, the talent that guy has, what I've seen, it's out of this world.
Nice. Man. For
that. Well, let's play our sponsor real quick, and we'll be right back.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
All right. Do you guys want to do a little bold take action?
All right, let's finish out with some bold takes.
I'm down.
All right, let's go with a little bold take action. All right, so this Sunday, 4:25 at stinky old Lambeau Field, we have Detroit Lions visiting the Green Bay Packers. What say you, Grady, with your bold take? Does not have to be a score prediction, but it's got to be bold. What do you think?
All right, I'm going to get a little bold with this one.
All right, I'm going to write it down.
Drafted him in the first round for a reason.
Golden.
Matthew Golden. I think they hit him out of the gate, especially missing Reed and Watson and just being weak at wide receiver right now anyways. I think he has a legacy game and gets two touchdowns and a good amount of yards. I think he gets touchdowns, 90 to 100 yards.
Okay.
I think I'll hit him in the red zone. So
that's bold. That's bold. Rookie two touchdown game. That's considered bold. I'll take that.
I think he's the man.
All right, Adrian, can you beat that bold take?
All right. We also have a rookie wide receiver.
Oh boy.
He is from Hudsonville, Michigan, just 10 minutes down the road. My bold take is our new rookie immediately out of the gate gets his first NFL touchdown in Lambeau, where he does a Lambeau leap right into the stands.
Pour beer on him, guys.
So wait a second. If he gets the touchdown and he doesn't do the Lambeau leap, that bold take does not hit, right?
Correct. It's a parlay.
Okay.
You got to do both.
It's a parlay. It's a parlay. I love it. And so the reason why a one touchdown would be bold compared to a two touchdown still being bold. So Golden was taken in the first round for our listeners, what, with the 26th pick or something like that?
Somewhere in there. I can't
remember. Meanwhile, Tesla was taken in the third round, and after multiple picks given up and switching to get that third round pick. So he's way down the depth chart, whereas Golden is, you know, a projected starter right away. So a one touchdown game plus a Lambeau leap is very bold if you're listening. All right. I'm going to go running back by committee here. So with Kenny Clark out, I got Demo and Gibbs. Between those two boys running and catching, I'm going to say all purpose. I'm not going to even go yards. I'm just going to go three touchdowns between those two running backs. And I would lean two Gibbs, one Montgomery, or two Montgomery, one Gibbs. I just don't know where to land on it. But yeah, it's, you got 21 points just between those two guys. That's my hot take.
Yikes.
Wow. Bold.
All right. Gibbs will be in the end zone for sure.
Yeah. I don't doubt that. He's definitely getting at least one.
He's got some speed. Ugh. All right, boys. Well, Grady, thank you for joining the All Grit podcast, my brother.
And you, man. I've been wanting to.
We're missing a couple on today's podcast. Clay had a work event. Plax, I don't know. He had traffic coming back from Lansing. 196. It's horrible, bro.
Ivan's working too. He's out in New York.
Who's Ivan?
The intern? The water boy?
The water boy. Okay, there you go. Water boy. Well, we'll get them all back together. We'll go over these bold takes next week. And the game is on Sunday, so we're shooting for a Monday
podcast.
So all of you listeners, live reaction next Monday. Grady is going to be listening he's going to be a hate listener.
For sure. Especially if we lose.
Especially if they lose. He won't even listen if they lose, bro.
Nah, man. I'm going to cry position in the corner.
Yeah. Hey, so Grady, listen. At least what we can both cheers to is shout out to Bears fans and Minnesota fans. You hate us because you ain't us.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Hey, one last quick thought. Minnesota and Chicago, boys, they're playing Monday night. Who do you got?
Minnesota.
Minnesota all day. Jay Jettas.
All right. Them. I'm going to do a bold take. Bears.
Uh-oh.
Bears is going to win. But listen, It's not because I like them. It's not because they – I don't trust J.J. McCarthy. I think he's going to fall flat on his face. And you need J.J. McCarthy, bro, to make Jay Jettis what he is. I'm telling you right now, Bears win Monday Night Football. You heard it here first.
All right.
We're out.